It's Maria Boyington reporting, talking to the Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Stacey Abrams. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
7 weeks to the day is the election for governor of Georgia. How optimistic are you about winning big?
If we vote, we will win. We have enough voters in the state of Georgia who share our values. But if they will take the time to make certain they vote either early absentee or in-person early voting starting October 15th, we can win this election. And if they have questions, they can go to stacyabrams.com/vote to get information about early voting options.
You talk about the need for criminal reform. What are your plans when it comes to things such as prison reform?
Criminal justice reform includes prison reform. The first step is to end cash bail, making certain that the people that we are holding actually are dangerous to our community. Second, it's making sure that we have the kind of protections within our prisons that every human is entitled to. Next, it's about making sure there's a transition and reentry opportunity, making sure that when they're in prison that they are learning and getting the skills they need, and then when they come out that we've created an opportunity for employment, for housing, and for access to health care and for mental health and substance abuse treatment so they can continue to be on the road to redemption.
What about sentencing reform?
I've continued to work on sentencing reform. In fact, there's a current conversation about sex trafficking legislation. One of my challenges with that legislation was that it included mandatory minimums, which I believe are wrong in the state of Georgia. Judges need to have the discretion to respond to the needs of the community, but also to adjudicate what's actually happening. And the reality is that was a bill that did not strike the right balance. And while I didn't oppose the sex trafficking legislation, I did oppose the mandatory minimums. And I did the only thing I could, which is to let the bill move forward. But I could not stand on the side of a bill that created mandatory minimums again and took discretion out of the hands of judges.
Police accountability, your thoughts on that one. What would you do?
If you go to our website, we have a very robust plan on criminal justice reform. Part of police accountability is making sure that we are reconnecting our law enforcement to our communities. It's making sure that the training they receive isn't one-time training, but long-term training, but also that we're cultivating community conversations. But I'm also proud to have worked with Rich Golick, who is the chair of the Judiciary Committee, to make certain that they are held accountable, that they didn't have special privileges in front of our grand juries. And I will continue to work with the GBI and with all of our law enforcement officials because they want to be held accountable. They want to be treated fairly. We have to respect the work they do, but we also know that when someone makes a mistake, they have to be held to account.
My final question to you on this topic of education, how would you fully fund our public schools?
Georgia has the resources. What we have are the wrong priorities. But what I would do is reverse the diversion of dollars, $100 million a year from our public education system to private school vouchers. Unfortunately, my opponent not only supports that program, he intends to double it to $200 million. That's a 1% pay raise for our teachers. Those are computers for our children. Those are the resources our kids need, and they need to be in our public schools, not paying for private education.
Candidate for Georgia Governor, Stacey Abrams, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Maria Boyington reporting.